My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for hot tone places. Liz Taylor is not a star.
Welcome, welcome to Lunaria.
Smile. Something he can't see.
Welcome to this women's platform in Oroville.
Who knows? My baby just cares.
Welcome to our radio program, radio podcast about women here in Oroville, Tamil Nadu, Bay of Bengal. Welcome from Nadia, from the studio of Oroville Radio. This beautiful space we have here in Oroville. Thank you for joining in. Welcome to listen to this new episode about women's cyclical awareness, women's health and vitality. We've been diving into the four phases of a woman's cycle and the relative archetypes that inhabit each of these phases. I thought that it would be interesting and useful to give some tips about what it is, the menstrual tracking. So the fact of becoming aware. To become aware, yes, you need to get connected and to listen to your body, to look at your body, to connect with your body. But one useful tool to use if you have never done menstrual tracking is to do menstrual tracking, to chart your own physical and psychic and emotional changes. So what I suggest to do to all my patients, clients and friends is to have a menstrual or so-called lunar diary. It's something that's easier if you're used to diary, to journal. But if you're not, it could be interesting as a first step into the analysis of your own cyclical awareness, of your own month, of your own monthly changes. So what do we track in a menstrual diary? What do we look for in a lunar diary? Whatever changes on a daily or weekly basis is interesting for us. And I usually speak about four categories of tracking. And as you track, you can, yes, have a diary written. So you can, you know, just write down in a narrative way what happened to you and which changes you happen to go through. Or you can have any other fancier way of writing down all this. It could be a chart with colors and pencils and a more creative way. It could be a kind of clock with 28 days, little spaces according to the length of your cycle. But however you want to do that, the most important thing in the is you know, following these four categories and writing them down, having them well stated. Because if you have never been aware of these categories of changes, it's not just by meditating upon that you make up an idea on what is it about, because you get kind of overwhelmed by these changes and you get trapped also by the outer life that always calls you to do things, to be out, to be at people's disposal, etc. The first category is, of course, the most evident, the physical symptomatology. And with physical symptomatology, already we have a lot of things to take into account. So before saying what is it important, of importance in the physical symptomatology, I remind you that tracking or charting is, yes, useful if you want to tap into your menstrual awareness, into your cycle awareness. But not only, it's also crucial, extremely important, if you want to go for the natural fertility awareness method for contraception. So if you want to go for that, this is extremely important to do charting and be aware of these things. So physical changes, the first category. Physical symptomatology, meaning what's changing in your own body, in your own physical body. And there is specifically some specific body parts of yours that have a kind of a rhythmic change, a pattern in changes. And this is what happens in the pubic area, so the source of all this discourse of the menstrual life. We're speaking about vagina. So how your vaginal fluids, your vaginal discharge change on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, and by charting and observing daily what comes out of your vagina, basically, you will be able to state that you have a variety of different vaginal discharges. You have an ovulatory one, a pre-ovulatory, a post-ovulatory, a post-menstrual, a pre-menstrual. So there will be at least three, four types of fluids that will make you understand when your shift in the four phases happen. The thicker, the less fertile. The more transparent and watery, the more fertile, the more you're into the ovulatory phase. So you will understand that the vaginal fluids go into a thickening time, day by day, and a time where it gets subtler and more transparent, as the least fertile time, physically speaking, is the time before periods, before menstruation, the whole luteal phase. Of course, this will be a thickening time and a time where your fluids will be not as transparent and abundant as before, but more white or very slightly yellowish. And the abundance will vary. Similarly, on the other hand, after menstruation, during menstruation also, it's important to see what comes out through your vagina, but I will speak about the qualities of the menstrual blood in specific later on. But after menstruation, again, during the follicular phase, it will be interesting to see how the vaginal fluids change day by day. And you may observe some patterns. You may observe that these vaginal fluids may vary also according to what you eat, which conditions that you are exposed to. Diet has a huge influence on women's fluidities. The excessive consumptions of dairies is extremely effective here. You will see that. So vaginal fluids is the one and most important, but not the only one. We also have subtler physical changes, or even sometimes grosser, like pain, the pain indicator. If you have pain in the body somewhere in a recurrent cyclical way, so always in that phase, like always in luteal premenstrual phase, check this out, write it down, and see if this occurs in the abdominal area, in the lower back, upper back, stomach, or headache, or joint pain somewhere in the knees, shoulders, or wherever. Pain is an extremely important indicator, because when pain is there, we say thank you. We have an indicator from our body. We have a request from the body to be listened to come and be in contact with it. So the body is asking for your attention for some reason. And this may be connected with your cyclical awareness. That has to be taken into account. Other physical changes can occur, and there is a huge variety according to each woman. Sometimes we observe changes in the skin quality, in the hair, body hair, in the luster of our eyes, of our lips, changes in our breasts. How do your breasts change according to the phase of your cycle? Have you ever noticed this? your nipples, the opening of the nipples, the glands, the muscles underneath, the water body inside, how does this behave? This is all extremely interesting in tracking. One other thing that has to be taken into account within the physical symptomatology and physical changes is the basal temperature. You may have heard of this if you were interested in fertility awareness method and natural contraception, because basal temperature is quite a scientific method to observe when your body happens to be fertile. So when you are in a pre-ovulatory, ovulatory, and post-ovulatory phase, so when ovulation occurs, by tracking your temperature each morning at the same time, in the right moment where you wake up, before doing anything else, before getting up from bed, before going to the toilet, before doing whatever, first thing in the morning, checking the temperature, and check it always in the same body part. You can choose to check it in the mouth or in the vaginal area or in the ear or wherever, but it has to be always in the same place throughout the whole of the month, no changes. And there you will start observing that there is a pattern in the change of the temperature in the morning, that you are sometimes hotter or cooler, but in a very unique way, in a very authentic and organized way, not random. This will mean that by doing and repeating it monthly, you will start to be able to prevent certain changes in your temperature by observing what's the pattern inside. And there will be a peak of heat, of temperature rising, before there's a little decrease and then a huge, quite huge, according to here we are speaking about, you know, cents or little, up to 1 degree Celsius difference, not so much in a woman, but it's true that in the second phase of the cycle, the body temperature is usually hotter, is higher. A woman's body is hotter after ovulation, from ovulation, where when this alchemical thing occurs of the creation of the oocyte, then the body temperature rises up. And so once it's risen up for a while, you're sure that no more ovulation can occur, because the temperature is not as cool as before, nor is not ready to create anything more. It's more in a cooking state, where you're alchemizing what you have already created, the oocyte you already created. So that has to be taken into account. Check it out, basal temperature. You need to be specific here. You need to be precise. So not just 36, but 36.53, some two numbers after the zero. It's interesting to see the little number changes. And then we go into the second category, into the psychic symptomatology. And here we refer to all the changes in the mental patterns, how your mind is affected by your hormonal changes. You will see that by just observing and seeing, and suddenly one day you realize that there is no need to think of that thing anymore, that you want to do something else. You know, those little changes that you can notice if you are in contact with yourself on a daily basis, and you write down and you know what happened to you that day and the day before. Yeah. Also, dreams are into the psychic categories. I like to speak about dreams as the digestive system of the emotional body, because then we tap into the third category, which is the emotional symptomatology. These are interrelated. So dreams, check out which dreams happen to you and if there's any phase of your cycle where the dream activity is higher. You may notice this. You may notice that in the luteal premenstrual phase, you are, you know, tending to have more dreams than in the follicular phase, or it can be the other way around. It depends. the psychic activity. As far as my experience is concerned, I have a lot of activities in the dream, a lot of dreams before menstruation, before and in and around menstruation. There's a process of alchemization, even when I sleep, of intense cooking, churning of what of the month, of the whole month, of whatever happened in the lunar month that I lived. So this increases by going towards the end of the month. But check out which pattern of dreams you have. And there we go into the third category, the emotional symptomatology. Which emotions have a prevalence in the phases of the cycle, in the days of your lunar month? And is there any recurring pattern in the emotional activities you happen to have according to your cycle? Do you happen to be very happy all the time you ovulate? Do you happen to be very angry when you are premenstrual? Do you happen to be depressed or sad after menstruation? Check this out. Okay, these are, of course, random examples, but quite common. I've been hearing people complaining of premenstrual anger and ovulatory excitement. Okay, this is common. You remember we talked about the full moon and the dark moon, the full moon, peak of energy, a lot of excitement. Yeah, of course, if you're in tune with that energy, excitement and happiness will be more easily there. But what about bringing happiness in the dark moon too? Can you be happy during menstruation? What's your relationship with the kind of so-called positive emotions in the dark time of your cycle? Check this out. And as far as anger and frustration are concerned, very bad emotions for the woman's body, especially when they're not expressed, they're accumulated and killing the liver of a woman. Is there any concern you have, any observation related to these emotions in relationship with your lunar cycle? Do you happen to get angry more easily in a specific phase? Why? What triggers you? All this is extremely important material of research, because you're going to write the book of your life here. When you write a lunar diary, you're doing something that it has not been done for too many, many generations. Women have been in a disconnection with their own body, mind, spirit, organism for too long. And this is the time to get back to this connection. It's time to get connected. It's the time of taking this power back, of becoming aware, because within the awareness, the power resides. And there we go into the fourth category, the fourth symptoms, we could say. So apart from the emotional, psychic and physical symptomatology, we have what we call the extras. And this could be anything, whatever. Whatever happens to you within the lunar month will influence your menstrual phase, will influence your body, mind, spirit, health, your vitality as a woman. And extras can be also the relationship we have with the outer world, not just the observation of what happens within, but what happens without, what happens outside there. There where you talk to people, where you do things, where you work. Did you have a discussion with your mother? Or with your partner, or with your friends, whoever, people you work with, and what this discussion was triggered by, and what this discussion has triggered within the body. Did you notice a particular pain happening in the menstrual phase after that discussion? How this affects your whole body? You know, when I hear people telling, you know, becoming kind of, wow, so there is a connection. So my menstrual pain can be linked to what I experienced before. But of course, how come we are so disconnected not to notice this? Of course, it's the ultimate elixir of the whole month you lived. So whatever happened within this lunar month you lived is being expressed, alchemized, cooked, transformed, and delivered to the world throughout your menstrual blood. So check this out. Also, if you had a particularly intense meeting with someone, something that stressed you, like meeting an ex-partner, example, where, you know, you're still in a zone of discomfort and this triggers you, or any kind of stressful experience that is over-triggering your emotional body. Observe how you react and how this affects the whole lunar month, and check it out in your lunar diary. I hope this was useful for you. Enjoy the reading and the writing and everything about your body. Take care, have fun, and talk to you next time. Bye-bye from Nadia.
This is Orville Radio.